Welcome back to the T-Raw Podcast. I'm your host, T-Raw. And in episode 9 today, the topic is, what is a real nigga? And when I ask that question, what I mean by, like, what is a real nigga, I just plan on giving, like, my perspective on what I feel a real nigga is and, like, how a lot of people get it misconstrued. And there's a lot of people who, you know what I'm saying, fucking up their life because they got this false idea of, this is what real niggas do. In order to be a real nigga, I got to do this or I got to do that. So I just wanted to come today and, you know what I'm saying, share my little piece to, you know what I'm saying, because I know it's a couple of, or it's a lot of dudes out there who, you know what I'm saying, heavily influenced by social media or music or just, you know what I'm saying, got big homies in the street and shit who lead niggas down the wrong path. So I just wanted to, you know what I'm saying, come out with a little video that hopefully, you know what I'm saying, a couple of people will see, like, I ain't trying to tell nobody to change their life or no shit, because I know people going to do what they want to do, but shit, maybe somebody hear this shit and just, you know what I'm saying, move a little different, think a little different about, you know what I'm saying, certain situations and certain shit that they do. So, you know what I'm saying? In my opinion, bro, like, to be a real nigga, it could be, like, a lot of different things, but I know, like, when people hear that, instantly niggas think, like, oh, man, I got to be this tough-ass nigga, I can't show no emotion, I gotta ride on any nigga, I gotta be willing to do, you know what I'm saying, throw my fucking life away, I can't snitch on nobody and all this shit. And this shit, some of this shit true, you feel me? Like, it's certain codes that you should live by, like, but just don't be fooled by niggas who ain't really living like that, or don't let people influence you to do shit that they really, you know what I'm saying, ain't living by type shit. So it's so easy to get on, like, social media or listen to, like, music and shit like that, and then you hear a motherfucker talking about snitching and how they live and the shit they do in the streets, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta understand and be able to, like, depict bullshit. Like, so much of this shit that y'all be hearing be, like, what a nigga would do, or niggas talking about just shit that they probably done seen in a movie, and, like, putting it, like, just understand, bro, everything that these rappers and shit say ain't real, you know what I'm saying? I know, like, in our generation, like, now we have access to so much shit, and then that's what you see. So coming up, like, a lot of kids and shit be naive, and, like, if that's all you know, or if you don't have nobody, like, around you, like, you ain't got no real big homie, like, know what I'm saying? No big old, like, your OG or your dad ain't at home, or your mama can't give you the game like that. So that's all you see, and you start living like, you know what I'm saying, that's what's true. You know what I'm saying? You can live a fucked up life, but don't, you can't believe everything the niggas put out there, man. Like, a lot of these dudes ain't living like that, man. Like, so many people, like, I just see, even just from knowing personally, like, done grew up around these folk my whole life, and, like, you know niggas weren't living like that growing up. You know niggas getting their ass beat all through high school. It, like, just growing up getting their ass beat, or not even if they weren't getting their ass beat, they just, you feel me, like, weren't on shit for real, like. And it ain't nothing, like, that's what I'm trying to get across, bro. Like, it ain't nothing wrong with not being on shit. Like, you don't have to come up and feel like, you know what I'm saying, nigga, I gotta be tough, I gotta be on some street shit, or I gotta bang or some shit. Like, bro, you can, it's cool to be yourself. If that ain't you, bro, you can still be somebody, because, like, what a lot of niggas don't tell you is, like, what really come with that shit. Like, folks will glorify this shit, and, you know what I'm saying, make this shit seem like it's the way to be, it's the cool shit, you know what I'm saying, you get the bitches off of it, the money and all this shit, but it ain't too many people out there that's gonna realize, sit down and tell your ass, like, bro, what really can come from all this shit? Because, you know what I'm saying? I know I see so many people, like, not saying just folks just wishing their partners and shit die, but, like, my motherfuckers be so excited to have RPs and they fucking bios and all this shit. Like, niggas think this shit cool that they got a list of RP, and, you know what I'm saying, free this person, free that person, you know what I'm saying? Like, niggas be out here living like that shit cool, or, like, you know, like, you get some type of street credit because a nigga on your bio and you saying long live this nigga, or, like, and niggas be like, it could be some simple shit, like, your big homie, or ain't even gotta be a big homie, your partner could die in a fucking car crash or some shit, but a nigga put that shit off like RP my nigga and all that. My nigga like, man, your partner died in a car crash. Your partner had got sick or some shit. Nigga dying from COVID and the nigga try to turn that shit street like on the dead homies this and on the dead homies that. Niggas ain't even like, folks just want to have their fucking persona so fucking bad. Like they just, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm this tough ass street nigga, everything I do like, bro, it's a very small percentage of motherfuckers who just wake up every fucking day and just, you know what I'm saying, just tough as hell. Like, who the fuck wanna live like that? Like, you just, every fucking waking hour that you live, like, you just, you know what I'm saying, you hard about it, nigga. You wanna kill a nigga, or you don't want life, bro. Like, life too short for a lot of bullshit. And I ain't getting out here trying to enforce, like, nobody to, like, be on no soft shit or nothing like that, because, you know what I'm saying, like, if a situation come, bro, like, always, I tell a nigga, always, bro, like, stay strapped, you know what I'm saying, because niggas out here crazy, there's a lot of niggas who are killing for no reason, and, like, so, you know what I'm saying, I always have some shit to protect yourself. I ain't saying be no fucking saint, but, nigga, be the reactor, you feel me, like, not, like, if you in some shit, like, I wouldn't say, don't let a nigga hit you first. Don't let a nigga get the first shot off if you end up got to get out with a shootout. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just make sure you in a situation to where, you feel me, you in the right. You don't want to be that nigga who just, you know what I'm saying, Peter pop off, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit lead to jail time. And it's like, if you ain't got no real big homie, if you, because a lot of y'all niggas, man, y'all big homies, peons and shit, and them niggas got their ass beat their whole life, and now niggas so-called ranking up in they fucking gang that, you know what I'm saying, they ain't got no street cred, they ain't never put in, like, no work or no shit like that. Now they call they still running shit, so, you know what I'm saying, nigga be quick to try to send, living this fucking fantasy, like, you know what I'm saying, the shit they see and they think they real and all this shit, so, they'll be quick to try to send a young nigga on a mission, like, crash out of some shit, and them niggas ain't even got no experience, you know what I'm saying, them niggas sit, tell your ass all this shit, oh, bro, you, this shit real, bro. If you got to go sit down in jail for a little time, bro, you know what I'm saying? Then you earn your stride. Like, bro, don't let no nigga cap you out like that, bro. Like, myself, I ain't never been in prison, no shit like that. But, like, all of my uncles grew up in prison. Like, they whole life, I got uncles right now who still serving time, fed time. You feel me? Like, every time I talk to all of them, I had one just came home a couple of months ago, one a couple of years. Like, every time I tell them, nigga, these some of the most streetest niggas you'll ever meet in your life. I'm talking about from any fucking thing you can think that can be done in the street. I mean anything, you know what I'm saying? Them niggas done did this shit. And they, once did them niggas ever come to me on some like, bro, nephew, this the life you live like. Niggas always tell me like, bro, like, if this what the shit come to, you got to get your money, do the shit smart. But it ain't damn time. Like, them niggas grew up in prison they whole life since, you know what I'm saying? Juveniles, like, this all they knew was getting caught and being in the streets and, know what I'm saying, all the crime shit. And them niggas ain't never told me, you feel me, like, bruh, know what I'm saying, you gotta go to prison. Like, nah, them niggas will tell you, fool, like, prison a place that most niggas won't wish on their worst enemy, bruh. Ain't shit street about going to prison, fool. A nigga sit out there, bitch, and, know what I'm saying, be too real to do anything. Niggas too real to work a job. Niggas too real to get off the air. Niggas too real to take care of their kids and all this shit. And then, you know what I'm saying, you feel you real because you'll go shoot a nigga, and then you got to go sit your crazy ass down the rest of your life in the fucking cell with another nigga shitting, pissing in the same room and all that wild ass shit, and you label shit like that real, or, you know what I'm saying, putting yourself in a situation to get your ass popped, or feeling like you got to snitch on, like, talk all that real ass shit, and then you still fold up under pressure, because, like, oh, I say with a lot of people, like, especially, bro, you see some of the squarest niggas, like, the little nigga who got the little Corvette song. I guess he did, like, I don't really know the whole story, but I guess the young nigga did some shit when he was, like, 14 or some shit. Now, you got all these lame-ass kids on the internet. Every time they post y'all, that nigga a rat. I'm talking about little lame-ass kids, you know, living in suburbs somewhere. Like, if anybody came down on them with, like, nigga, you ain't even gotta be real time. You come them niggas a year or two, man. Niggas redding. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't let other square ass niggas influence you, fool, when it's a lot of people who not gonna stand solid on a bunch of shit, bro. Like, you let a whole fucking room of niggas who a rat try to down you if you tell them. How I feel about this snitching shit, bro, this my opinion on snitching and shit. Snitching ain't cool. That, like, I ain't the nigga. Like, how I feel, bro, and how I live by, I'm not gonna put myself in a situation where I have to tell. And if I am in a situation where I have to tell and I'm involved in the shit, then, you know what I'm saying? Like, just by me, I'm not saying this is what you gotta do, but if I'm involved and I play the part, bro, I'm not telling on nobody. But I'm not that nigga who out here just, man, I ain't, nigga, you a rat, you a snitch. Like, nah, bro, like, niggas gonna do what's best for them, and I don't live under this fucking facade where I feel like we live in a world with no snitching. Like, nigga be so shocked when niggas snitching all this shit, but, like, nigga, just look at history, bro. Like, niggas do this shit, like, bro, all that tough-ass shit niggas be telling you all, it ain't, bro. Over 90% of these niggas lying, fool. You put a nigga in a situation where, shit, real, nigga sitting nigga down talking about, hey, bro, the best we can do for you is about 20 years, man. Unless you, man, folks trying to go home, bro, so don't, your partner's next to you, your partner's running, nigga can talk all that tough shit. If a nigga ain't ever been in this situation, they can't say what the fuck they will or won't do for real. It's easy as hell to say, nah, I won't snitch, I won't snitch, and you ain't doing shit illegal, you ain't got shit going, you ain't in no trouble. But the minute your ass sit down, you up in that motherfucking interrogation room, and you ain't got no fucking money, the best thing you can do is a fucking public defender, know what I'm saying? You ain't got no money to beat that case, and motherfucker come in with that paperwork talking about, nigga, you looking at 25 to life type shit, man. Don't let no nigga psych you out like they can handle some pressure shit like that. Like myself, I ain't saying like I'm the most streetest nigga in the world, but know what I'm saying? I grew up how I grew up, and I live by a code based off how I grew up. Like I said, I had real OGs, my uncles and shit, who taught me the game, and like I done seen them niggas live by that code, and that's the same shit I will follow. You know what I'm saying? I try my best not to put myself in a situation like that, but if it ever come to a time where I'm involved, like, nigga, if you played a role, take your lick in any type of way, bro. If you ain't got shit to do with it, you know what I'm saying? Lawyers and shit, niggas, professional lawyers and all this shit, judges, all that, man, nigga do anything to pressure you into, like, a nigga talk you into some guilt shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, for all you real-ass niggas out here who swear y'all real, don't know shit about the law, like, nigga, get up in them law books, understand what a nigga can and can't say to you, what a nigga can and can't do to you, you feel me? Because a lot of niggas will be innocent as hell, but don't know shit about the law, and the lawyer come in that bitch and talk plenty of game, now done scared the fuck out you, and all you had to do was shut the fuck up, you feel me? But all that real shit go out the window when shit real, you feel me? So, like, my definition of real ain't the nigga who just pop off, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's real if you don't let a nigga fuck with you and shit like that. Like, I ain't saying nah, but bro, ain't nobody trying to sit in no fucking can forever over some small shit. Nigga step on your shoe. Oh, I'm a real nigga. I ain't gonna let nobody disrespect me. You kill this man. Now your ass gone forever, nigga. Your kid, another nigga about to be raising your kids, fucking your bitch, all this shit. Because you a real nigga. You can't let no nigga step on your shoe. You can't, a nigga accidentally bump you. You too real, let the shit pass. So you done punched the nigga. Now you got charges and shit. You a felon. You know what I'm saying? Your bills and shit, dude. You too fucking real to go get a fucking job. Nigga, nah, bro. I can't be the nigga who working all these other niggas in the street. But you ain't even no street nigga. So you fuck around and get caught up in some shit. Now you a real fucking snitch because you gonna go down there and tell most like. You know what I'm saying? So don't. Nigga, real is providing. Nigga, real is taking care of your motherfucking kids. Real is taking care of your family. Nigga, real is doing whatever the fuck you gotta do. To know what I'm saying, make a way, and the realest way ain't always fucking selling dope or game banging or killing. Like, it's so much other shit you can do. Like, and I know, like, a lot of this shit gonna go on one ear after the other for some niggas, cause some niggas like right in the deep of it. But for the niggas who are listening, bro, it's so many other ways to be fucking productive, bro, or to get money. Like, nigga, you can do shit as simple as, bro, you can go to Walmart, buy a fucking 40 pack of water for like $3, nigga. You sell them motherfuckers $1 a piece, nigga. Like, that's $37 profit. You can, like, there's so many ways to get money, bro. You go to a busy intersection, do some shit like that, or, nigga, you can go in fucking pawn shops and buy shit, resell it. You can get on fake. Like, hustling ain't, man, a lot of niggas don't tell you the real. Like, nigga, I know all the dope selling shit, nigga. Done been there, done did that, nigga. I done seen niggas, know what I'm saying, get fronted, fuck the whole shit up. I done seen niggas really don't know how to sell dope and getting fucked out their prices. I done seen niggas sell a bow and be happy with the lit $300-$400 profit that they making if they don't bust their big grand for grand. Nigga trying to sell that bit wholesale. Nigga getting that whole 22, selling that bitch for 26 and thinking they done did some shit, know what I'm saying? You done made $400. It took you a minute to get the shit off. You taking real fucking risk with weed and shit when you could have got off your ass and got a decent job, but you could have went bought and flipped the fucking car and made a couple thousand in the same amount of time that it took you, know what I'm saying? Sell weed, but niggas would rather do the illegal shit because to social media and to their friends and shit, that shit look real. It make them look like a real nigga. They a real nigga because they sell dope. They a real nigga because, you know what I'm saying, they walk around with their fucking pants sagging and these niggas claim they gang banging and shit. Like, a lot of this shit ain't real, bro. Like, that's why I just want niggas to know, like, real don't mean, like, hood shit because a lot of this shit fake, fool. And I know a lot of y'all don't see this shit, but, nigga, just get around anybody who really been in real situations, fool. Ain't shit cool about losing your partners. Like, nigga, I'm talking about you really got niggas who done died behind that gang shit. You really got niggas who done got murdered. Like, you done really seen niggas get shot. You done really been, like, for the niggas who really been in that shit, fool, ain't shit glorifying about that shit, bro. Like, ain't nothing cool about losing your partner. Ain't nothing cool about your nigga getting shipped off or you getting shipped off for dying. Like, nigga, that ain't shit but hurt you bringing on people. Like, it's so easy to sit there and, oh, I'll do this to a nigga if a nigga play or, you know what I'm saying, if a nigga play with my life, bro. Like, and you ain't never been in that situation. Niggas coming from good homes and all this shit. It's so many niggas, like, you can just tell, like, you listen to rappers and shit, like, certain niggas, you can just, like, because, like, where I come from, so I'm good at reading, nigga. Like, I'm from the street, like, I understand this shit. It's so many fucking rappers that capped out here, you can just see it in their fucking music, or, like, if you watch these niggas in any type of vlog type, the way they move, you know niggas ain't street for real. But so many people just don't know what the fuck real street is, so anytime nigga talking big shit, y'all amused by this shit, and you think that's what it is, and like, man, some of these niggas, not saying every poor nigga, that mean you gotta be hood or nothing like that, but some of these niggas be moving in reverse. It's niggas out here who fucking was straight, never was in no street shit, but fuck around, take off and rap, and now they feel like they gotta be a street nigga, like, this shit backwards as hell, like, it's niggas out here real life itching to be part of the fucking streets, like, ain't gotta be. Know what I'm saying? They got their family done put them in a situation or whatever where they ain't even got to be their lifestyle, but niggas seeing this shit, they, know what I'm saying, they glorify this shit, so they think, like, this shit cool to be like, bro, I'm in the hood, or I was in the hood yesterday, or I seen niggas sell dope, or I seen this, know what I'm saying? I seen real niggas, like, bro, this shit ain't real. Like, go to any nigga who in the hood really struggling, bro. Everybody's goal is to make it out that motherfucker. Like, if you talk to anybody real, nobody goal to sit and just be in the fucking hood forever. I mean, you got some who just fucked up mentally, like, you know what I'm saying, institutionalized and shit like that, and this nigga don't see no way of their life getting better. They just stuck in their ways, and they feel like, you know what I'm saying, what I got right now, this is it for me. I ain't shit better than this coming, so like that, but man, for the majority of people, bro, like, a nigga may talk about this shit in their music, or you see certain people doing certain shit, like, yeah, they may talk about it and like in their raps for the ones who real, and you feel like the nah, but that's just niggas talking about real life experience. But if you talk to any of them niggas and they be honest with you, bro, a nigga goal is to make it out this shit, bro. Like, ain't nobody planning to get rich and then fucking still be in the same poor environments and shit like that. Like, ain't nobody growing up in a hood in a shotgun house and shit talking about, man, I just want to live here forever like this. Nah, nigga want to go to the fine and shit. And like, always people going to want to come back and shit like that, of course. But, bro, like, for all you niggas who don't have to live through that shit, fool, it's nothing fun about this shit, bro. Ain't nothing fun about not knowing if a nigga, if this car right here, them niggas that you shot at the other day, or is that the nigga you owe money? Or is that the nigga who y'all beefing with? Or is that the nigga your homeboy beefing with, but he know that y'all cool, so now his shit always your shit? You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing cool about looking over your shoulder all the fucking time, or just having to be on shit fucking with police, or this your partner, but you don't know what he got on him. You feel me? And now you know that you a real nigga, so whatever this nigga get drug into, you automatically involved type shit because you ain't gonna tell on him. So, you know what I'm saying? You gotta live in the right, like, don't nobody want to do this shit. So, all you young niggas who got the fucking idea of real is crashing out, real is, you know what I'm saying, walk around this bitch like, I'm Mr. Tough, bro. Ain't nothing real about this shit, fool. Nigga, real is fucking doing everything you gotta do to better yourself, nigga. That's real, nigga. Going to school and fucking graduating, that's real, nigga. Getting your mama and shit out the hood if you able to, or just bettering yourself to be able to, know what I'm saying, to possibly be able to better other people. Like, bro, that's real shit, and that's what a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, get confused because you hear people glorifying it. Like, I think you can't blame everything on fucking rappers either. Like, it's so easy to be like, oh, it's the rapper's fault and all this shit, but it ain't always that. But I do understand, like, a lot of people, when they talk, they don't speak on the hood as if, hey, I made it from this shit, now I'm here. Like, they still talk about it like they in it, so that's all a lot of people see and know, and they just, it's cool. Like, for some fucking reason, like, it's cool to be pole and selling dope in the hood and shit. Like, this shit sells, and that's what strangely people want to. But from a nigga who come from that shit, like, man, it ain't nothing glorious about this shit. Like, now, while you in it, some people, like, you just a product of your environment. Like, nigga, for some folks, you walk out your door and that's all you see type shit, so you really ain't got no choice. But for that person who like that, bro, that ain't what they want to do. Like, it ain't too many niggas who just, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's some, don't get me wrong. I know some niggas who love gangbanging and shit like that. Like, that's all they, like, want to do in life type shit. They don't see no fucking future of doing anything else. Like, they just stuck in right now and that's all they want to do. But the average person ain't living like that, bro. Like, niggas want to get out. If nigga had a way, like, unfortunately, like, in these low-income communities and shit, we don't have a lot of ways to, you know what I'm saying, reach out or do different things to get us out. So this shit really be coming down to fucking rap or sports for a lot of people, because the school route ain't a lot of, you know what I'm saying, some people do this shit, a lot of people don't. And like, in school they don't teach you shit else, like trades and shit. Like, bro, you can go to trade school, nigga, fucking plumber, electricians, nigga, painters. Like, it's so much shit you can do where you ain't gotta go to college, but we don't know shit about that. Like, nigga, shit like that is real, bro. Like, you will still be deemed as a real street nigga. They ain't even gotta be a street nigga, just a real nigga, period, bro. Respect you just the same for walking across the fucking graduating stage as they would for, you know what I'm saying, selling a lot of dope. Oh, this nigga got his bands up, he's selling dope. Like, if you doing it and you there, bro, this shit cool. But do that shit with a plan of, nigga, this ain't forever, because, nigga, this shit, I'm telling you, this shit might sound cliche as a motherfucker, but that shit lead to either, nigga, jail or death, like, guaranteed, or getting your ass robbed or some shit like that. This shit, it's a revolving door, bro. Like, it ain't shit you gonna do that's gonna be different from what every other fucking drug dealer did back in the gap. Like, nigga, you just one of the next niggas up type shit. And I know this shit sound harsh or whatever, but shit, it's true. Like, nigga, you just doing the same shit that niggas been doing type shit. And ain't nothing gonna change from that shit. So I understand the shit's like, man, I get it. I'm from there. Do it until, but do the shit with a purpose, bro. Do, if that's what you plan on doing, do that shit with a nigga plan in motion. Like, hey, this my goal. Once I get here, I'm going legit. Or I'm trying to fucking get to this point so I can get to that point type shit. Like, nigga, selling dope ain't forever, or gangbanging ain't forever, bro. If you really in the streets like that, bro, like, that shit ain't forever. Then you gonna make too many fucking enemies where your ass gonna either have to go lay some down. Like, not even saying you gonna get caught, but eventually, bro, you keep doing the shit, you gonna kill some shit and you gonna get caught. Or you gonna get killed. Or you gonna sell some dope and your ass gonna get caught. Or you going to jail. There's one of the two things. You gonna get caught, you gonna fuck around and be locked up, or you gonna be dead yourself. One of the two. Like, that's all this shit lead to, and ain't shit real about this. So, you know what I'm saying? When y'all be having that little image of real in y'all head, bro, like, nigga, that shit cap, fool. You lying to yourself. Like, it's cool walking around, know what I'm saying? You gonna have the bitches and shit for the minute, but shit, bro, ain't shit real about niggas in their 30s and shit doing the same shit. Like, you ain't got shit in motion. Like, nigga, your big homie is still living at his fucking mama house and shit. Your OG, know what I'm saying, in a fucking apartment with 7 kids and shit and ain't got no fucking car asking you for ride. Like, that's the nigga you looking up to. Like, ain't shit real about that, bro. So don't let nobody sit and fucking persuade you that real is this fucking fake ass facade of, oh, I can't do this, I can't do that, because I'm telling you, bro, niggas gonna snitch. Like, it's cool to say you won't snitch, but I know I done seen this shit too many fucking times. Like, if you ain't in that situation, or if you get hit with some real times, like, nigga, you go steal some bubblegum from the store, okay, nigga, you probably won't snitch. Who gives a fuck? But you get your ass in there, nigga, talking about real years, fool, you gonna see, like, this shit gonna bring the hoe out of nigga. So don't be so amped up with this, oh, I'm not no snitch. Like, bro, you ain't living like that for real. Like, a lot of y'all ain't living like that. A lot of y'all ain't never been in no situation for real. Like, stop lying to yourself, feeling like, nigga, because you play fucking knock, knock, run, you done did some street shit. Like, a lot of y'all niggas ain't really did no type of street shit for real. That little bullshit that y'all doing, well, a lot of y'all doing, a lot of y'all probably have, but a lot of y'all niggas ain't really did shit. Nigga, you ran from the police on foot or some shit because niggas were fighting us. Like, that ain't no street shit for. I'm talking about real shit that'll have your ass sitting down for a while. Know what I'm saying? 10, 25 years, know what I'm saying? That's gonna really have, bruh. A lot of niggas ain't trying to do that time. A lot of niggas ain't built to do that time. So a lot of niggas, given the opportunity, bruh, hey, nigga, you looking at 15, but you can do 2 and go home, or nigga, we'll clear this shit up, but you got it, man. Niggas gonna tell, fool, because it's all fun and games until that shit real. You feel me? Into shit real life, it's easy as hell to be like, man, I never do this. Oh, I never do it. I'm too real for that shit. But I'm telling you, bro, ain't nothing real about sharing a cell with another grown-ass nigga, bro. People controlling your everyday life, nigga. You, everything you do is controlled. But man, it ain't shit real about that, nigga. Making fucking chi-chis and shit like, bro, this shit ain't real, bro. It's going to be hard. It is hard for you to go to prison and find a nigga who be like, know what I'm saying? Nah, I prefer this shit. Like, know what I'm saying? All that real shit I was talking about, yeah, this is what real niggas go to. Like, niggas be so fucking real out here, bro. Can't get a fucking job. Like, nigga be hell bent, nigga. I never work for nobody. But I ain't got shit going. It's cool if you don't want to work for nobody, but you got to have some shit going for you. Can't be, I don't want to work for nobody, and you ain't no fucking hustler. Like, you ain't got no hustle about yourself. You ain't trying to legit hustle that you can really make some clean money and shit with, because the other shit we already said, well, that's gonna get you going. So don't be too real where your ass can't go get no job, then you fuck around end up in prison fucking sweeping floors for like 10 cents or some shit. Then y'all ain't gonna be real in that motherfucker, know what I'm saying, mopping floors and shit for 10 cents, but you ain't want to make the little $8.25 that McDonald's was shit was paying when you out here. Like, just don't be no dumbass, bro. Know what I'm saying? Make calculated moves and steps and shit. Be careful with the shit you do. Like I said, I know it's a lot of the street niggas who will fuck around and hear that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, you got a real life. Be smart with this shit. Ain't nobody perfect. You can do all the shit right on your end and still have somebody else fuck it up for you and the shit like that. So I ain't saying, like, it's any way to be perfect in this shit. But if you doing this shit, bro, surround yourself around niggas who gonna keep it real with you. If a nigga sit there and tell you, bro, like, to go do any crash out mission or some shit like that, fool, that nigga ain't for you. That's not a real nigga. Niggas you looking up to. If niggas trying to harm you, bro, take you away from your kids, take you away from your fucking wife, girlfriend, mama, all this shit, fool, them niggas ain't real. If a nigga ain't giving you the best influence for you to better your fucking self some way, like, I understand this shit, nigga. I've been banging since I was young as hell, so, but I ain't never had, I mean, you have people, but I always had OGs and shit that still, hey, yo, nigga, you cold as fucking football, nigga, like, do this shit, nigga. You smart as hell. You ain't got to be out here, you feel me, just crashing out like shit. So I've had niggas in my corners who sat down and looked at me and told me, you know what I'm saying, real shit, even though, like, at a young age, I'm saying this shit. Like I say, bro, I don't speak on shit I don't have experience in. It's easy for a nigga to, know what I'm saying, say this shit, want you to do it, but it's hard when you in it to be like, know what I'm saying? Like, and I ain't just no fucking, like, just no outlaw criminal. I was never that type of nigga, but Nigga, I was influenced by a bunch of niggas, so I ended up doing a lot of shit too. Or banging and all that shit, I say, because I was just influenced and shit like that. That's what I seen when I went outside and what I was around type shit. But, you know what I'm saying? I never had the facade of, this is real. Like, I'm a real nigga because I do this shit. Like, it do come with, you know what I'm saying, style and credit. You do go to a party and shit deep and the bitches be looking or, you know what I'm saying, you know, you got that group around you and shit like that. But a lot of niggas fake. A lot of niggas ain't going to really ride with you if it ain't beneficial to them. So, nigga, don't ever just feel like real is, you know what I'm saying, just being no dumbass for nothing or nobody, bro. Real is doing every fucking thing you got to do to make sure that your shit taken care of and that your people taken care of, no matter what. Nigga, if you got to go work a fucking job to make sure food on your plate, nigga, that's real, nigga. Going to school is real, nigga. Graduating is real. Getting a good paying job where you ain't got to sit and hope these bowls come in the mail for real. You ain't got to, damn, I done fucking ran off on this shit. I'm looking over my shoulder. Damn, I shot this nigga last. Like, nigga, being real is, okay, nigga, going to be a fucking nurse. Going and getting your engineering degree. Now you doing all this shit. Or you going business for yourself on some legit shit, nigga. That shit just is real, fool. So don't let the fucking world paint a picture of real for you that you got to be on some stupid shit. But yeah, man, that's my opinions. I just wanted to get this video out. That's how I was feeling. I've been seeing like some shit and it was on my mind, so I decided to speak on it. But yeah, this is episode 9, and until next time, I'll catch y'all later.